Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined this week by Bill Dries from the Memphis Daily News, Clay Bailey from the Commercial Appeal, and Jackson Baker from the Memphis Flyer. We start, Jackson, in Nashville, where progress continues, or movement at least continues, on a couple of bills related to the municipal school districts.
Movement continues, but so does confusion, because the import of the two bills that are moving through the legislature, one of which is moved through both houses, the other of which will get that treatment today probably, the import of that is still unknown. One bill really doesn't seem to do much. It originally was going to move up the date of eligibility for municipal school systems, but as written now, it doesn't seem to do anything that the Norris-Todd bill of last year allowed. The other bill, however, does make a difference, because it is in reaction to Attorney General Robert Cooper's recent opinion that the suburbs could not begin to make preparations for their municipal systems by holding referenda until August 2013. This bill allows them to have referendums this year.
Clay Bailey, let me bring you in. Do we have clarity? I mean, do we know what's going to happen next?
No. I mean, none of this is clear, and it won't be clear. It's, you know, a bill gets passed, but, you know, the legal challenge is going to come up, which, as some others have pointed out, is probably going to set the timetable maybe even beyond 2013. Mm-hmm. So it's just more confusion, like Jackson said, and it's going to be an ongoing changing of things until you get to the courts.
We move on to the next story, which is a report, Bill, about the juvenile justice court here in Memphis by the federal government finding some problems.
Right. This is a report by the Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division on Memphis and Shelby County Juvenile Court that found a number of constitutional problems, due process violations in which parents of children didn't know what their children were accused of, even as the hearings were going on, a marked trend in the 66,000 cases reviewed over 5 years, where black teenagers received more harsh punishment more frequently than their white counterparts. And to my mind, the most serious violations, some very serious due process violations for children who were in the process of being tried as adults in the juvenile court process.
And we had, you know, one-third of the black juveniles, one-third less likely to receive a warning for the same infraction as a white juvenile, more than twice as likely to be detained, more than twice as likely to be transferred to the adult court. It's important to note that the federal government found, the investigators found, that Judge Person, who's in charge of the juvenile court, was cooperative. He's already put reforms in place. They're not taking action against him. He was at the press conference and part of the report. He resisted some of the conclusions, but generally found that they're trying to move in the right direction. I'll make note of the last story this week, which is the airport and a rising chorus of concern about skyrocketing fares from Delta, which has cut back its service by some 25%. They did an earnings report this week where they say that we're going in the right direction, but Memphis is not alone in saying, you know, former hub cities like Cincinnati, Minneapolis, other cities, that they are being left out, not getting the service, and not getting the rates that they need. We leave it there. Thanks for joining us. Join us again next week.